Good day, and welcome to What's Happening MoCo, a podcast from your award-winning government television station, County Cable Montgomery. Now, here's your host, Derek Kenny.
Good day. What's happening, MoCo? We are at the MACO conference, and we are with council member Gabe Albernoz.
Yes.
How many years has it been? We've talked a little bit. How many years has it been that you've been coming to the MACO conference?
Believe it or not, Derek, this is my 16th conference because I used to come as the director of the recreation department in Ike's cabinet.
Now, what was it like then versus now?
Well, as an elected official, you get invited to a lot more events. Food's a little better, but it is a similar outcome, though. This is a wonderful opportunity to network with colleagues from across the state as we address many of the similar problems and find out best practices, go to the breakout sessions, and I look forward to it every year.
What are some of the key issues that you're looking forward to gaining more information about this year at the MACO conference?
Absolutely. So I chair the county's Health and Human Services Committee. Okay. And so pretty much anything related to public health is of particular interest to me and my team. Last year, we learned a lot about the cannabis rollout and how we as local jurisdictions working with our public health officials want to do it in a manner that's responsible. And here we are. So we're working right now on trying to figure out how to do that responsibly, but also in a manner that adheres to the laws that have been passed by our colleagues in the state. And so far, so good. Dr. Keisha Davis, our public health officer, is here. And the collaboration that we have among colleagues is always very important. But the other element that I'm hoping to focus on being here is as well as economic development, which is a big key for not just Montgomery County, but the entire state moving forward.
Okay. Now, you mentioned economic development, but you also mentioned cannabis or marijuana, and now that is legal, which for many years that has been an illegal substance. What do you want residents to know about the quote-unquote legalization of marijuana or cannabis in Maryland, specifically Montgomery County, Maryland? What are some of the safety tips? What are some of the permissions allowed and all those things?
Well, the state, I think, has done a good job of providing some reasonable and responsible regulation based on best practices that we learned from other states that have been ahead of Maryland. But now, as we implement, I think education is going to be very important, particularly for parents, because the message that at least some of our kids are hearing is that cannabis is safe and that it's not something that they need to be concerned about. But there's a reason why you have to be 21 in order to be able to access it, just as you would alcohol. Okay. And so there's a path forward for us to be able to do this in a way that makes sense and also learn from some of the mistakes of previous jurisdictions as well. But I'm confident that we have the infrastructure here, not just in Montgomery County, but the entire state, and a really strong partnership between our state Department of Health and our local Department of Health in providing families with the correct and appropriate information.
Great. You also mentioned just a moment ago about economic development.
Yes.
And that's such a big, big word. And it's a word that has a lot of bearing on so many people when it comes to the livelihoods of the county, the future prospects for our next few generations. What can you tell us about what you're learning here at MACO in regards to economic development? And what do you see the state of economic development being now in the county?
Well, it is a critical issue, Derek, because, you know, just this last year we passed an almost 5% tax increase because our revenue is not keeping pace with the needs that we're seeing in our community. So we have to diversify our funding sources, and that means expanding our economic development opportunities. And we have a strong infrastructure of biomedical science industry in Montgomery County. And what we have been waiting for and are excited about is a true and authentic partnership with the governor's office in making sure that we leverage state resources, but also contacts. Governor Moore has been an extraordinary ambassador for the state of Maryland across the country. He has let our entire country know and the world that we are open for business. And he's looking at partnering with local jurisdictions. A good example of that is the Purple Line Project, which will, I know, lead to enhanced economic development opportunities. And while it's been delayed many years now,
okay.
it is going to happen.
That was my next question.
Yeah, but I learned a long time ago, Derek, the word patience is rooted in the Latin word to suffer.
Oh, wow.
It is not easy being patient, okay. but good things will come to those that wait. It will get built, and it will spawn all sorts of new opportunities, both from an economic development standpoint, but obviously help with transportation issues too.
Now, for those that may have forgotten, because it's been such a long, I guess, journey. I won't say it's a long journey, but it has been a journey with the Purple Line.
Mm-hmm.
What will the Purple Line do in terms of where is it providing service, and how will that help the county?
Well, it's going to connect all the way from Bethesda to College Park.
Okay.
And so it will create, along each of the newly formed stops, new economic development opportunities within those locations.
Mm-hmm.
But it also is going to open the door to more strong partnerships with the University of Maryland locally within Montgomery County. And we have the Universities of Shady Grove, which is outstanding, and Montgomery College. But having a direct connection to College Park, I think, will also be very helpful.
Now, that's great. Thank you for the update. And I think it's great that we have you here, the chair of the HHS committee, because HHS is one of the larger segments of the county in terms of what it covers.
Yes.
So you have homelessness, you have behavioral yep. health, you have literal health, you have
infant mortality.
Yep. So many different things.
Yep.
What could you give us in a quick update, like it's just a round robin, of some of the things we need to be aware of from the standpoint of the HHS committee?
Absolutely. So we learned so much during COVID, both what to do and frankly what not to do. But what we learned is the county cannot do this on its own.
Right.
We have to partner with community-based organizations and organizations and individuals and leaders that have deeper connections within communities, because we can provide messaging, we can buy advertisements, but ultimately it's that grassroots effort. And so we've been working on hiring health promoters that are ethnically and culturally diverse and reflect the diversity of our community. And we've also initiated the Black Physicians Network, which is a unique collaborative with Black physicians in Montgomery County to meet them part of the way in order to be able to subsidize so that more Black patients can be seen by Black doctors, which we know leads to better public health outcomes. So those are the types of initiatives that we have going. And I'm actually particularly excited about where we are as a county and as a community. We, I think, took public health for granted before COVID.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
now realize how somebody's health in Wheaton impacts somebody's health in Poolsville.
Right.
Somebody's health in Damascus impacts somebody's health in Bethesda. We're all connected. There's nothing more important than our health. And so it requires the same level of investment as we do any other thing.
So when people have questions for you, whether it's economic development, whether it's behavioral health or something within the realms of health and human services, what's the best way for them to contact you or your office?
So contact me by email or to contact our office directly. It's councilmember.albernaz@montgomerycountymd.gov is the email address. But if you just go directly on the council's website, there are many ways that you can access our office. We also have our social media handles as well. So many different ways. And our office is bilingual. We do offer services in Spanish as well. And so we're happy to help in any way we can.
Incredible. Incredible. Now, one last question for you before we close out. It's summer, your council's in break.
Yes.
And I know you're still working. You're not,
right.
You're still here. You're at Mako still
right.
working and learning. But what aspects of the county are you and your family enjoying now that you have a little bit more time? Not that you have an abundance of time, but you have a little bit more time to enjoy the county with your family and friends.
I appreciate that question. So I have four kids, 15, 13, 10, and 6. And
wow.
Whenever I tell them I'm on recess, they always get a kick out of it. My six-year-old thinks I'm frolicking out in a park somewhere all day. but it's important for all of us to remember what's the most important in each of our lives, and that is family.
Yeah.
And so making time and making sure that we're present. These public offices can be really burdensome because all of us feel the weight and the importance of this work. And it can really get to you if you let it. And so it's important to take the time, take a break, and spend time with your loved ones.
That's something that we don't talk enough about. You guys are public servants, and I'm not sure we asked enough, are you okay?
Yeah.
You know, how can you, you know, what type of support do you need? Mm-hmm. What do you want to tell residents, if you can, you know, have a vulnerable moment? What are some of the things residents can do to help empower you to remain consistent, remain effective, remain of strength and service to the county?
Oh, that's such a great question. I'm glad you asked. So I think just to be engaged, we still have a complex media landscape, which is great, but a lot of local coverage has gone by the wayside. When I was growing up, we had not one, but three local newspapers, in addition to the Washington Post, covering Montgomery County politics, sports, things happening each day. And we've almost doubled our population since I was a kid, yet there's much less coverage. People need to be engaged, find out the correct information, because that makes our jobs easier. The metaphor I'll leave you with is there's a direct correlation between the success of schools and the engagement of parents in that school. When there's more parent engagement, oftentimes the schools perform more effectively. The same is true of local government. If our constituents are more engaged in their government, it's going to make for better government.
All right. Mm-hmm. Resident engagement, that's what's happening in MoCo.
Yep.
Thanks to Councilmember Gabe Alvin also being here. And thanks for continuing to be consistent and improving and growing. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate you, Derek.
Thanks for listening. And please subscribe.